This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hola, fuckfaces, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, head on over to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to all the shows available on the network. We currently do not have a merch site, but that will be fixed in the next week or two. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen for a very stupid movie. To my left, stalwart of the show, friend of mine at this point, Kevin Sanchez.
My man, what's up,
baby? How you doing, man?
Always good, chillin'.
Good to have you, my friend.
Always happy to be
and
here.
And joining the show for the first time, appreciate him very much. We got Reggie Cush.
What up, y'all? Back. It's
the goat. How you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. Glad to be here.
This is going
to
be a great day. Reggie just let me know. We have encountered each other before. He battle-rapped at a Catalyst wrestling event, which was very fun at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Shout out to everybody that supports Catalyst Wrestling. We will be back, hopefully, in the spring and summertime. Before we go any further, let's get plugs out of the way. Kevin, what do you want people to check out?
Honestly, nothing right now. Just go to my Instagram, Kevin Sanchez Valid.
Fantastic. Reggie?
I got a new album out on all platforms called Back to Back. Check that out everywhere. Follow me on Instagram at Reggie_Cush. Link in bio.
Fantastic. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Where I have all my local dates. I'm going to be at the Grizzly Pear Midtown on the 11th. Then I'm at the Vogel Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey on the 22nd. And then the last weekend of the month, I'm at the On the Line Comedy Club, something like that, in Philadelphia. We're doing a live Real Ass podcast that Thursday and stand up Friday and Saturday before Easter Sunday. Without any further ado, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, just want to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, and that's Capsulate. Listen, I know you animals. You like going out and having a few cocktails, so do I. Who doesn't? Well, there's no reason you need to feel like crap the next day. That's right, Capsulate. It's a little powder. You can sprinkle it in your beverage, and it helps you not feel like crap the next day. It eliminates the toxins that cause hangovers. You should take it before and while you're drinking and feel a lot better the next day. It comes in portable little pouches, so you can bring it right with you to the bar or club. You're absolutely going to love it. And if you go to Capsulate.com today, that's CAPSULYTE.com today, and use our promo code GAS, you're going to get a 30% off coupon code automatically applied to your cart. One more time, guys, that's Capsulate.com, promo code GAS for 30% off. There's no reason you need to ever feel hungover again with our friends at Capsulate. Hey guys, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're in the market for Kratom, there's nowhere else you should be going. It's the best deal in the Kratom world. That's right, $60 for a whole kilo of Kratom delivered right to your gosh darn door. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations. Get your Kratom from our friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Hey, friends of the show, over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high, and so do I. So today, let's go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs and pre-rolls. They just sent us some pre-rolls, and I effing love them. I will tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, 1998, Disembodied. What do I know about it? Nothing.
Really?
Did I see a clip of it on Instagram? Immediately screenshot it, send it to Frank, and say, please download this? Yes, I did. I'm going to this movie completely blind, but the number one review on IMDb was 1 star, and it said, why do I do this to myself? Without any, and it's, of course, it's on Tubi. Come on. You know how the show goes at this point. So you can watch the movie for free and sync it up. We do show the movie Friday nights at midnight on Gas Digital with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. Without any further ado, Frank's out today, feeling a little under the weather. So I got Nat in the booth. Nat, my love, my friend, my favorite, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I know absolutely nothing about this film or what's going to be happening.
Okay.
I do love a good mountain shot.
Yeah, I wish
called padding the runtime, boys.
Whoever holding the camera got Parkinson's, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks because it is a pan, so it's on a tripod.
Right.
And they just, whoop, here we go. Now it's a movie.
He got a lot of strawberry jelly on his face.
So the only thing I know about this movie is inspired by Basket Case and a few other low-budget 70s and 80s movies. And I think there's stop motion in it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm very intrigued.
Felt a little alien-esque.
I think it could be. I think this is going to be some body horror.
This
is very much Basket Case, the bum hotel. Basket Case, for those of you who haven't seen it, is an excellent Frank Henenlotter grindhouse movie that takes place at a hotel in Times Square.
Okay, this is my type of woman right here, a little leather, a little brunette.
Yeah. Out on her own.
You a creep.
Yes.
Oh, I knew it. I could tell by his silhouette he was going to be a creep.
He looks like
I only got one left.
Roach from People Under the Stairs.
Air's not too good down there. Installed a duct, but it don't blow through.
You just walk out when that's the guy that runs the hotel,
yeah,
right?
I'll
stay somewhere else. So you have a hole where your belly button is.
That's probably how he looked like on his regular day to the mall or something.
Yeah, I just wish they had matched his arms to his face.
I like that the cleaning lady doesn't clean much, so beware.
Yeah. Whenever I work on anything with zombies or monsters or anything, you always have to have a person checking the back of people's arms, their palms, and the back of their necks. Because those makeups get rubbed off real quick.
Mm.
And there's nothing more distracting than seeing a full-painted zombie, and then the back of their arms are regular flesh color, and you can see the paint running.
He has a little Johnny Knoxville in him.
Really? I was thinking Kevin Bacon.
Oh! Even better.
Now did he look back like she had some ass.
Well, she cheeked up.
I had,
what year was this shot?
98. Oh. I thought this was shot, like, this year or something, last year or something. And they just ain't had a, like, expensive camera equipment.
No, this was actually shot. I do have that information. This was shot on Bolex and Oricon 16mm cameras. So it is a little, a bit of outdated technology, even for time.
I'm going to be real. It's not terrible.
No, it's not awful. It's shot on film. That makes it a movie. Of the real movie variety. It's not a straight to, streaming type thing. Not that there was at that time.
All right.
But somebody tried. They shot a movie.
I will say this. There's some movies that I feel could be... if they were shot the way this was shot, it'd be a better film.
I think so, too. I think they should release something like that, like, this year or something.
Yeah, shooting on film's a bitch. I just shot something on, like, classic
recently?
Film. Yeah, a couple months ago. And I was only in it for 2 days, but it was like so frustrating to go backwards when I'm so used to shooting on digital now.
Yeah.
Like the amount of like, you know, oh, the cameraman's got to go change the reel. So he's got to go, you know, you got to change the reel in the bag so the light doesn't hit the film.
How long does that take? 30 minutes?
No, it's good camera people. So basically, there's like a black bag that you can take the canister out and you put both your hands in it like a Chinese finger trap. And you can change, if you're good, you can change it without seeing.
Okay.
But, no but one's that's doing also that anymore. A skill.
It's perishable.
And it's something not a lot of people are trained at anymore because everyone just presses play and has a lot of hard drives. It was cool shooting on film, but it was also just weird to not have like a monitor. Like, oh, be able right. to see the shots.
You can't see the fucking shots.
Yeah.
So you was only one take, or did y'all do like multiple?
No, we did a couple takes. We did a lot of long takes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I play.
How much do you think this hotel was?
Oh, it was dirt cheap.
$11?
Yeah. I've
honestly, you know, that ain't bad if you need it. Ooh, that toilet to do it.
That's tough. I stayed at a murder hotel in LA.
Oh, but that's the way you stay in this hotel. Yeah, you started drinking, baby. Oh, these are not drinks. These are potions.
Yeah. I stayed at a murder hotel in LA with Paco when we were doing the Comedy Store. Paco just found the cheapest hotel. It had a locked gate around it. You had to get buzzed in. We go to check in around noon. It's August, I think. It's 98. And I just hear this Indian guy at the front desk, his Paco's checking in. He goes, no air conditioning, fan. And I went, can I pay you extra for a room with air conditioning? And he goes, no, I took it all out. Too expensive.
What?
And it was no air. So it was just a fucking fan, a oscillating fan in the room with vinyl sheets.
That's the best. Shout out Paco for doing his job.
Because
how much was this?
Very obviously, they must have had bed bugs at some point and changed out all the sheets for the vinyl, like the scratchy, dorm room kind of sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst,
brother. You could have. First of all, was this for content purposes that you got this hotel?
Man,
it was. We were on a budget,
but we know people in LA.
Yo, man,
I'm aware. I was not involved in the process.
What a silly, silly man.
And I just showed up, and
all right.
It was bad.
Shout out Paco, man.
Where is he? He's doing cold ass shower.
Yeah, Paco's doing great, buddy. Paco just did a series where he was hiding in a garbage can and scaring people as they came in.
Nice.
And I tried to set the garbage can on fire while he was in it. And my wife saw him. She's like, are you a fucking sociopath? What if it caught on fire and you killed Paco? And I'm like, what a hilarious prank on a prank. I burnt him alive while he was waiting to scare someone.
It was one of the best parts of the video.
Thank you, Nat. Making into baking professionally. There's a lot of dough in that line of work. All right. Good hooker.
Look at Sam Hyde, dude.
Gave her about $6. I wonder what the hell he just got.
She's hot too.
All right.
He get three jacks.
This bitch put labels up?
All right, you getting too comfortable in that hotel.
I guess it's one of those hotels you live at for a while. I've stayed at a few of those on the road where the hotel's full but there's no cars in the parking lot.
I stayed in one of those in Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this guy.
That's a good shot.
Why he looking in a peephole?
How do you get a shot like that?
That's a fisheye lens.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's getting uglier and uglier.
All yeah.
See, he got a reel right here.
Did you get all your stuff moved in?
Yeah, thanks.
Do you need anything?
He's kind of doing Chop Top from Texas Chainsaw 2.
My duct?
Yeah, the last party that was in there said the air didn't blow through, right?
Uh, No, it seems fine.
By the way, you know all of us live in the city because the three of us are sitting here like, dude, the super speaks English? He can come down with a translator on his fucking phone?
Shit, do we?
The other day, my super knocked on the door and just got a giant hole in my ceiling because it collapsed in the rain. Mm-hmm. And he just stuck his head in it and looked at me and went, he's no good. I went, yeah, I know. Yeah. Can you fix it? He goes, no. He like he's patching up my same hole in my ceiling for 4 years every winter. And then it collapses again.
In 10 years, a lot of these buildings are going down.
Yeah. Well, they knocked the building down next to mine, which is a nightmare. Mm. Because
the rats?
Everything that was in that building is now in the street and crawling into mine.
Oh, wow.
Which is disheartening because you feel like a gross person. When they knock down the building next to you, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. That's it. It's over.
Right.
It's like, I can't get in the pipes. I did use the gel, though. That helped a lot. Shout out to people.
See?
Trying to figure out if she's masturbating or trying to vomit. Oh. Okay.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
It looked like a heart or something.
It looked like a heart with a pussy in it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. Man. This movie's all right.
I'll take it.
My bad.
Old school cleaning lady. Dressed like Lucille Ball. Eating chips with her gloves
with
on.
With the gloves. I was thinking the same thing.
That's all right. I'll take care of it myself.
No, that's the way it has to be. Just bet you'll do it yourself. You and that other one in 6B.
Bet you ain't cleaned shit in years.
Absolutely filthy cobwebs all right. Over the place.
Swift. That's your job.
Look how clean our Swifter is.
I wash my hands.
That's from the brand new. That's a long time ago.
Some of it never used before.
That shit like Alphabet City.
Yeah, it does. Kevin, did I tell you about the time I was staying at the motel in when I was doing Uncle Vinny's? And the maid walked in my room, sat down, and started drinking.
No, you have not told me this story.
Me and Faga were staying at... So
why am I not surprised Faga's involved in this story?
I like chasing a bargain. And if I'm on the road, I will call motels, ask their price, go online, check, and then say, hey, well, this is your price online. Can you beat it?
Right.
And especially if it's a town where I know there's not shit going on. And we were down the shore over the winter. So I was like, I know no one's staying in this motel. I talked the guy down to like $60 a night.
Which is kind of expensive for a place that's no ain't doing shit.
Yeah, but in down a hotel down the shore.
That sounds not bad.
And Faga left one night to go home to see his chick. And at 3 in the morning, somebody tried the door.
3 a.m.
So I was up. And the next morning, the maid came. And she's like, do you need anything? I'm like, oh, I just need towels. And I had a bunch of Fireball nips on the table. And she looks at it's like 10 in the morning. And she goes, I love Fireball. And I'm like, you want one? Thinking I'm going to hand it to her.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. Puts her cart away and walks in, sits down, and just starts doing shots.
Really?
Whoa. I mean, good for her.
Starts popping some shots and then goes, and she goes, are you married?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, yeah. She goes, where's your wife? I was like, at home. And she's like, oh, can I hang out?
Mm.
And dumb me. At no point, I'm like, man, this lady's friendly.
You're just oblivious.
I'm just a fucking moron. I've been doing my trick for 10 years. I wouldn't know when somebody's hitting on me.
Oh, wow.
So you said, yeah?
We just hung out for like a half an hour.
She just got naked. She's just naked hanging out.
She just hung out with me.
She all right?
What?
Was she all right?
I'm an older lady, but she's all right. For door-to-door service, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Yo, you know that's a thumbnail on Pornhub.
Yeah. Dude, that was one of my favorite things E-Fucked used to have. Would be a guy would set up a camera in a hotel room, leave his door unlocked, and sit there maintenance jerking.
Like, just keep it
hard. That's the best video ever.
With the shot so that you see the maid come in and see his dick. And, like, 95% of them would be like, ay, Dios mío, and, like, slam the door. But, like, one out of every 20 videos, the girl would come over and be like,
really?
I think they were obviously pre-hired to do that.
Yeah.
I don't believe any porn.
Right.
You shouldn't be anything that's caught on camera for your amusement. What is going on here? Oh.
I'm trying to figure out if she can see into the future or there's another room in the hotel and she can see the something POV or something.
I think she's trying to see how she's going to come at her.
Dude, I'm going to...
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see what we're doing here. I think. It's kind of like brain damage as well. There's a couple movies I can see where they got there. What do we got going on here? Mole, 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 yeah, mole, mole.
I was there. Yeah, put that bang back up.
I just watched the thing with Mike Myers talking about the mole thing from Austin Powers. And good. He said it was an inside joke because Mike Myers, up until recently, did have a large mole.
And, it's like
and he said the joke was that he also had a mole.
Who was it? Somebody pointed it out to him, though.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he said that he was walking by somewhere, and he saw there's like three ladies, and they're like, is that Mike Myers? And the one lady went, no, Mike Myers has a big, ugly mole on his face.
I'm going to send this movie to every girl that collects crystals and rocks.
But that is the type of woman.
This is your future.
This is your future, rock lady. Well, the classic movie alcoholic, i.e. street trash. This alleyway got a lot darker in the last 2 seconds.
I only seen like four people in this movie.
His shirt was way too clean, and it bothered me. It was just ripped up. It's not that hard to get real bums. Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger 4, a lot of the extras are homeless people they would go pick up at a homeless shelter, drive them to set, and then drop them back off. Oh, no.
It got veins in it.
Did she fuck him with her big ball?
She got a micro.
Like the night at the Roxbury dance?
I've never seen that movie. Show me the mole again.
It better not still be on hard.
Dude, even with that mole, that girl's like a Skankfest 8.
What the fuck is that?
Eat it.
Yeah! I knew it.
She a little cannibal?
Not licking your fingers like they Flaming Hot Cheetos. It's inverted.
Cheetos is going too far, man. They got ghost pepper shit coming out now for Ghostbusters.
Word?
You can't be eating ghost pepper snacks. You're out of your mind.
That is crazy.
That's a lot.
That is insane, yeah.
I actually want to do... I sent this to Shannon the other night. I did the one chip challenge.
Oh, you did?
I puked. It was bad.
You ate the whole chip?
Yeah. It was bad, though. I actually had the one that got recalled because it killed the guy.
But how did you eat it? Did you eat it like...
Yeah. But it was because it got so much fucking shit on it that like your whole mouth gets coated in it.
Oh, so you tried to keep it away from your tongue and just spread it.
Yeah, it fucked me up, dude. It was bad. But now they have a new one that's a salt chip challenge.
Okay.
And it's supposedly the saltiest chip ever.
Wow.
And it's like almost impossible to eat. It's the same bit. Can you not have water for 5 minutes?
No, you can't. Someone's going to die.
So I'm about to say, is there anyone you can't die from?
I think technically if you're in poor health, any of those things can fuck you up. Mm. But I do want to try the salt chip challenge. I told Chad that she should do it. get like a super sour candy.
Oh,
and the salt chip, and do tequila shots where the chip is the salt and the sour candy is the lime.
That ain't bad. So what's going on? Like, ah, man.
It's jarring because it's this more modern-looking CGI type shit mixed in with the old-school-looking 16-millimeter film. So it looks like clips from another movie.
Yeah, one of the things is on the Blu-ray that just came out recently, they upgraded the effects with CGI and all that, and so there's some people that like the pure VHS version better.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, very Videodrome.
Oh, okay. She got another hole. Let's get it.
Slightly suggestive.
A little bit.
You know, I don't mean to be Freud here and say everything's a pussy or a penis.
Oh, look at that fucking face.
Oh, man.
But literally, it looks like a pussy and a little dick.
Okay.
It's like that's the Dune popcorn bucket.
Yes, it is. Nah. Shout out to Meth Syndicate.
Is that a head coming out?
I don't know. It's something.
Shout out to Meth Syndicate, the t-shirt company in L.A. who has a Dune t-shirt that just says, I'm here to fuck the popcorn bucket.
Oh, bitch just laid an egg.
Oh, that's what she had before. Maybe she's growing something in the tub.
I don't know if it's going to survive in that water.
Maybe she's growing an army like the Brood.
It's a good angle of her.
Yeah, she's really pretty in certain shots.
That bitch been causing nothing but trouble since she moved in that hotel, man.
Where'd she get this car? I'm assuming that's where she's going. That car's kind of fire, bro.
Wow, Bud Dry. That'll fucking age a movie.
Bud Dry? I've never heard. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either, but it's funny.
I remember they had Duff Dry when Homer toured the Duff music, the Duff Factory. Fire. Man, $11.99 for a 30-pack of Coors Light.
That made me a long time.
We had it all, boys. We had it all at one point. The McChickens used to be a dollar.
Bro, I just went into Mama's Empanadas and paid $5 for an empanada. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing right now?
Per empanada.
Come on, bro.
But they are some good empanadas. Yeah,
they're good, but they used to be $2.50, bro.
Damn, they did. Is this after the pandemic? They went up on a price?
They did, but like, bro, come on. Bro. It's fucking empanadas.
I harp on it a lot, but the one that always, I can't believe how much it's gotten expensive, McDonald's hash browns.
How much are McDonald's hash browns?
What did they used to be?
$2 for $1. Yeah, 99 cents. Yeah.
One, I remember when they were $2 for $1.
I don't remember.
Then I remember they were 99 cents. Dude, they're $3.50.
Get the fucking a hash brown $3.50.
That ain't the only thing that went up on McDonald's menu. Everything went up. They barely got a dollar menu now,
bro. Like I saw the
fucking Big Mac meal is like $17.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man.
You could go to a diner and get a real burger.
Exactly.
This bitch don't clean shit up. She's just being nosy.
Now she finna get ate by one of them little children in a tub.
She's just thinking, fuck, I gotta clean this.
Right. You know it looked like that. She gonna clean it with that towel, though. That's the crazy part.
But she can't even get no matching spray. Gloves. Oh, cool.
Right behind you.
You just quit, right? You know, there's other motels I could do this at.
She's been working there for years, though, man. Oh, she didn't even stop there.
I don't know, dude. I'm not curious like this. Like those videos where people find like a possum in their grill. I'd just be like, that's his grill now. Reggie, what's your history with horror movies like? What scared you as a kid?
As a kid, man, what really scared me was Chucky, man. Chucky, he was scary. I used to always think he was in my closet.
That's fair.
And I love watching the movies, too, but just as a kid, I ain't trusted, man.
I think Chucky was maybe the second horror movie I ever saw behind Halloween.
Is that the one that scared you the most?
Exorcist got me good.
My little nephew right now is obsessed with horror shit. 4 years old, just obsessed with it. Out of nowhere, he just constantly asked me, Kevin, Uncle Theo, do we kill people? Or like, what's up? What's going on here? And I don't know how to explain, like, this is all fake. But I also want him to enjoy the...
You know what I think got a lot of little kids of this generation into horror is fucking It.
It? Pennywise. He loves Pennywise.
They love it. Whenever I hang out with... even when he was much younger, Lewis's son always wanted to ask me about
it is interesting that they love that character. Bitches like, my babies. My babies.
What was this treacherous bitch up to?
She still didn't quit, man. She still working.
You know what's crazy? This is like the third worst thing she's seen at this motel. It's not even the worst thing she's seen.
I was talking about this with Cannon earlier. What?
What is she doing?
What Cheech and Chong fucking nightmare?
She's smoking that alien.
That's the biggest cigar I've ever seen.
That is a comically sized cigar.
She done rolled up one of them aliens. One of them.
Oh, she keeps it in her glove? I love that they just got none of the dialogue. Like, why mic it?
I guarantee you the sound fucked up. And they were like...
Well, I don't think there's been sound on any of this. And then a couple scenes.
Yeah.
What?
Right. So okay, now she's planting them.
But look, why just do it in the bed? Why don't you just do it
on the floor? Yeah, I would do it. Over a garbage can.
Like, what's going on?
Put a trash bag down.
Like, now you're just being dirty.
Yeah, you got dirt in the bed now, lady. On your fucking pulsating alien pussy.
Wait, she didn't notice the water that was drained from her babies?
I don't know, man.
She knew someone fucked around with it because she saw the fingerprints on the safe.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Exorcist fucked me up, and I remember being very scared of the Texas Chainsaw poster and video cover.
Texas Chainsaw fucked me up. Because, you know, when I was a kid, like that was based on a true story, and it just fucked me up that people did this shit.
I mean, it's not.
It's not, but definitely.
Dead Dean, but.
Yeah, that's what they told me as a kid.
Yeah, well, that's what it says in the beginning of the movie.
Shit, I don't even remember that.
It says it's based on true events.
Oh, yeah.
Also, bloodless movie. Other than the hitchhiker cutting his hand?
Oh, shit.
They cut away from all the gore in Texas Chainsaw.
That's not good. That's a great fucking movie.
Heard it was all the stories of it, it was a really bad shoot.
I didn't like it.
The guy that played the hitchhiker said that shooting the dinner table scene in the first Texas Chainsaw was worse than when he was in Vietnam.
Oh, damn.
He said mentally it was harder because it was like a really hot room.
Wait. Yeah. Yo, this bitch really turned this fucking hotel motel thing around.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's got, this is her place of business. This is her place of business.
She got our wall and stuff covered up now. She can't even peek in on her.
Been interested in UFOs ever since. You believe in it? No, I don't. Why not?
Just getting to know the friendly neighborhood hooker.
Right.
Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah, right. We ought to burn it down and get the insurance money. You from out of town?
Yes, I've moved around a lot.
Yeah, me too.
This girl can act. She's all right. She's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I like her. I like her. I really do. She's cool for a sex worker.
Chelsea? Never heard of it.
It's a small place. A company town.
The fuck's a company town?
Idaho, except that it's famous for potatoes. I read that on a license plate once.
Oh, so I just got all the fucking potatoes.
Potatoes there.
Did not see the potato subplot coming.
Flower girls.
No. Flower children put flowers in their hair and live in shacks and hang around fields chanting.
You know, hippies.
Sort of. My parents own a potato farm in Mendocino. A Camille type deal. But then it caught blight and they disappeared one day.
I saw them again. So, assume abducted by aliens.
Pretty soon after that. So, what line of work are you in?
That's, oh, by the way... The happiest story ever of how someone became a hooker.
I know, right?
My parents were abducted by aliens is the least sad
path to hookerdom.
She ain't
saying nothing about college.
Now all these girls moved to New York City.
Yeah. You ever watch any of like the hooker interviews on YouTube? Where they'll go to like Reno or like some like real shit town and go interview hookers?
HBO. I watched it on HBO.
What's the name of the show?
Hooked. Is
no.
it?
Nah, I'm
okay. Jeez, I
this is the equivalent of passing out your mixtape back then.
Libation.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the room you want to fucking snoop on.
Right. We know what you be doing in there.
I can't figure out if this guy looks like Colonel Sanders or Asian.
It's Asian Colonel Sanders, baby.
Okay. All right, so it's like maybe like an invasion of the body snatchers type deal. And reorganized, but still alive. Outwardly, it resembles an enormous protoplasm or amoeba, though it is vastly more complex and seems to possess an almost diabolical intelligence. It is capable of telepathic manipulation and even psychokinetic changes in its immediate environment. This is probably how it has avoided detection for so long. He's getting high as hell. Well,
that
was a lot of fucking backstory.
Hello? Oh, wow. He's a freak. He got a pussy pic.
Good God. Are they conscious? Able to think in there? In some dark limbo?
So who talks like
this? The subconscious mind of the human host is not under its control.
Well, that answers his question.
The so-called Damp a Dream machine was designed and patented by Connie Sprouts. It prevents the dreams of the alienated brain from becoming physically real.
Hold on, let me ask you another question and turn you back on.
The importance of destroying the creature completely. I disagree strongly with Dr. Brainerd's suggestion that we attempt to take the creature alive for some possible military use. It is simply too dangerous, and the consequences could be disastrous. The creature must be eradicated before it
right,
escapes.
So we're about 30 minutes into the movie when somebody realized we got to tell these people what the fuck's kind of going on.
And this, folks, is how COVID-19 first was introduced to this country by Asian Colonel Sanders.
Connie Sprouts.
Who were you, Connie Sprouts?
With a Z.
Yeah.
Found you and changed you. I could almost feel sorry for you.
I could almost feel sorry for
you. Almost, not completely.
Almost, bitch, but you're ruining my country. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little baddie.
You finna call up? Gonna go out with our friend. Like, bitch, get dressed.
Me and her with a couple of Bud Dries.
No, she's not bad at all.
She does. Yo, dude, whatever this small town is.
She needs to put Connie on, get her some money.
Uh-huh. She was trying. Connie didn't want an answer.
Yeah, extra for the belly hole.
Right. Like, bitch, do you know what you could do with two pussies?
Should be making twice as much money as me.
Bitch, you got two pussies. Your belly button pussy?
Oh, vagina pussy.
Even a
wall
hole
pussy.
In the wall. Like a vagina pussy.
Wall pussy. Everything in this is vagina. So I guess this is her dreams, and they have the machine to stifle them because it has telekinetic powers. So they have to keep the dreams from becoming...
reality.
Real messages.
Yeah.
Well, head pussy?
Hey.
Whoa.
Head, you can get pussy and head at the same time.
Man, that look like syphilis to me.
Syphilis, oh. Smithilis.
Dude, oh. This is not bad.
No.
What the fuck?
All right, cool. Stop motion action. Very, very bad taste. My head pussy. I bet that's where it went. Come back.
Bitch, flip over the twin size mattress and get
your just lift the fucking cheap ass mattress. Oh, good.
Wait, mojito?
Hold on, I gotta pour cum on my brain.
I gotta put a little lean in it.
There we go.
No, it ain't vibrating no more.
I kind of love when movies are very obviously one crazy person.
What do you mean?
Like, one guy thought of all this and went, this needs to be a movie. It's almost a victory, the fact that it's even made. Because how do you pitch this?
I've never seen that in a movie before. They just introduce inner dialogue.
Yeah, inner monologue, 40 minutes into the movie.
I kind of like it, though.
This bitch got a lot of potatoes.
This bitch do everything on her bed, though. She haven't used anything else but her bed.
One potato, two potatoes. Fucking autistic bitch. Count potatoes.
That's like $300 worth of hash browns.
Yeah, thank you, Jorge. Great point.
Nah.
Oh, she bit it like an apple.
Wait, what?
Wow, potatoes have eyes. Stop looking at me, potato.
Why is she acting like that's the worst thing she's seen?
No, potatoes don't agree with me. Hey, look at that transformer. Oh, yeah, what about it?
How great would it have been if RuPaul was walking
down? It affects people living in the vicinity of the
lines. Not a bad hooker, man. Really?
Yeah, you can even call I've seen way worse.
You know something, Connie? That's what I like about you. You're always thinking. Maybe you can think of a way for us to get out of that damn hotel.
I don't know. You're the one who can't fuck it. You're the one who charges for pussy. You figure it out. Fucking.
You know, it's a black hole. Nothing that gets in ever gets out.
If you're charging for pussy and that's where you live, maybe you got to realize you just got ink shit pussy.
Shine, I mean. You kidding me?
Because everything else about it is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this stuff's got a kick.
Oh, the giant thing of moonshine? Yeah.
Hot creepers. I never heard that before.
No, I think I just like some coffee. Oh, okay. You look like you need it. Well, I haven't been sleeping very well. Well, some coffee ought to wake you up. Actually, it doesn't really do much for me when I drink it. Well, what else would you do with it?
Animus.
I haven't been getting my beauty rest either lately.
We were talking about the show Intervention before we went on the air, and there is an episode of a couple who are addicted to coffee enemas, and they both quit their jobs because they needed to do multiple coffee enemas a day.
Why would you need to do a coffee enema?
Because they're addicted to it.
No.
So quit your job?
No, like, who does coffee enemas?
Them.
And nobody else in the world?
I'm sure it's a thing you can do. I don't think it's, like,
it's not like
common.
Okay. Okay.
I admire that.
Do you recall how they did the first one? Like, why they did
that?
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to figure
out. I have no idea why they did it, but they would be on the ground, and they would do each other. And they had, like, a hot water bag full of coffee, and they would spray coffee up the other one's asshole.
The first and only time I've seen a coffee enema was on Bert Kreischer's show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's, like, a healing thing.
I'll do it.
I'll try it once. I've never done an enema. I don't know if that's...
I haven't either, but hey, there's a first time for everything. I would probably do coffee over anything else because I like the way coffee makes me feel and I don't like the taste. I was trying to convince Lewis for us to do an episode of Realize Podcast where we soak tampons in vodka and put them up our ass at the beginning of the show.
And why did he say no?
I don't think he wants to put anything up his ass. I get it. Also, supposedly, it's really bad for you.
Vodka up their ass can't be right.
Because it goes right into your bloodstream without getting processed.
Right, ooh. So you're going to be like drunk as hell really fast, right?
Yeah. I mean, technically, the term is drunk off your ass.
Oh.
Any more pussy come out her brain?
I don't think I would have missed that.
Because we had Chloe put vodka in her eye a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago.
What?
Then we looked it up and it doesn't work.
Okay.
That was just a thing teenagers were doing. I'm trying to figure out if they just got public domain footage or if they shot this.
So this is actually not a standard actor. It's the special effects coordinator who they wrangled in to fill in for the role.
Thank you. Oh, that's the shit she's got. How convenient. Okay. Creepy. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just realized she a thief.
Madam Hildegard determined that the current does not flow unobstructed without being measured twice. On Sundays, the current tends to lessen. However, boating is permitted.
Oh.
Oh. We all thought she was a stone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, the Colonel Sanders-looking scientist, I do believe, if I'm correct, was in 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying.
And who?
I hope that's true.
50 Cent had a movie, I believe, called Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, he was in that?
Was he in that? Or am I confusing it with another movie?
That guy has herpes, right?
I think it's supposed to be that he's got something. Yeah,
monkeypox, maybe.
To be honest, now that we've been told that that's the special effects guy, I'd assume he just went a little overboard on his own shit.
Until the metals in his girder system expanded and bloated due to excess stomach acid and spewed several albino rhinoceroses turned out to be original signers of the Berlin Aquarium.
Okay.
He ain't swallowing none of that food. He keeps chewing it.
This is so jarring. It's almost like it feels like the screensaver came up.
Right.
And you got to move the mouse.
What is it supposed to be?
No fucking clue. Okay. Home planet?
Mars, maybe.
I feel like even the fire looks like a pussy. Or is it just that, like, when you look at a Rorschach test, you see what you want to see?
Rorschach. At this point.
There's a great line on the show, Ted. Where they're talking about the trying to get the dad to go to therapy. He's like, why would I pay somebody to show me a bunch of ink blots that look like priests with their dicks out?
I can't figure out this bitch's motives. Is she trying to contain everything?
I think she's growing. I think maybe she's trying to turn it to, like, her planet. Mm. Or the thing that has her possessed.
I don't think she expected all this. Now you got a pet and it shit it right there on the floor. Now you don't know what to do.
God, I need some coffee.
I'll put it up your butt. Or pour it in her head hole. Oh, no, she's going to pour it right on her brain. I see what we're doing here.
He's going to use no sugar.
Well, she doesn't want her brain to get fat.
Oh, that flower looks real. Damn, look at his gun.
I think it's a camera.
Yo, I know he ain't got the golden gun off 007. I think he got a blow dryer. He's like, bitch, your shit been nappy for too long.
Ruining my hoe's money.
I wanted to just give up and go see the hooker.
That'd be great.
Like, yeah, you know what? Let this alien bitch do what she needs to do.
Right.
I didn't know the hooker next door was so hot.
Because even heroes need their dick suck, bro.
Some would say they deserve it.
Yeah.
Here, let me open this bloody door. Weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great Scott. Could I be having flashbacks? The lysergic acid experiments.
Have you ever heard the old Mike DiStefano bit about the bloody doorknob?
No.
You know who he was, right? He's the comic that's the logo for the stand. So Mike had HIV.
Shit, I didn't know that.
And he was a drug counter. He would do like HIV aware, and him and his wife had it. And she passed away, but they would talk to schools. And he talked about drug, you know, the effects of drugs and, you know, having HIV.
Yeah.
And he did a bit where he's like, I would talk to schools, and the parents were always dumber than the kids, and they just had like the worst questions. Like, can you get AIDS from a dentist? And he would go, yeah, if he fucks you up the ass without a condom. And then he goes, another time, another lady goes, can you get AIDS from a bloody doorknob? And he goes, in what world are you living in that you have a frequent issue of bloody doorknobs? And yes, you can. If you bend over and shove the doorknob up your ass.
I wonder if that's a real question
I bet it is. Dude, when...
In the 90s, nobody knew shit about AIDS.
Oh, well, people, like... So I have a friend named... I have a friend, Sean, who wrote a book.
Yo!
Very nice. Called My Pet Virus. He got AIDS from a blood transfusion when he was, like, 11 or 12.
Damn.
That's and he's, like an HIV activist educator.
What that's the worst fuck? Way to get HIV? Not having sex? Yeah.
He was a hemophiliac, and he got a blood transfusion. And he said that, like, when he was a kid, he got AIDS, like... They weren't sure if he would be allowed in the school.
Hey, what?
Yeah. Smart guy. And, like, his whole life, people, like, are afraid to drink out of cups he's drinking out of, use the same silverware, just because we didn't know. Like,
you have no idea.
You're still figuring it out.
Sure, a lot of people live at that dump. But who cares?
He married a Miss Virginia, too.
No way.
Yeah, her platform was HIV awareness and activism, and they started doing school. Speeches together, and they wound up getting married.
Holy shit. Still together?
Yeah, you know, I haven't talked to him in years. I wouldn't know. Hope so. Very nice people.
Watch your language, young lady. I am not a police officer. I'm a scientist and an investigator.
I like that. What? That should be in a song.
What?
Watch your lady, young. Watch your mouth, young lady. I'm not a cop. I'm a science investigator.
An investigator.
Pause.
Plasma.
Yes, we first became interested in Connie Sprouts when she applied for a job in our research department. Showed a man.
Anyway, you can suck my deck now.
Superhuman. Then after I know he's mad because he can't recline his feet because that fucking cage is behind.
Damn this bitch! Decided to launch a full investigation. Did you want your dick sucked or not?
Perhaps this would interest you. I've learned several amazing things about your friend Connie Sprouts.
Who?
Oh, come
know her the name. Weird girl next door.
You know that she lives right next door to you, or perhaps I should say, it name, lives right next door.
Hey, she may not be the cutest thing under the sun, but she blows your butt out of the water.
Now listen to me, Miss Turner. Wants. For the last 3 years, I have tracked Connie Sprouts all over this nation. Everywhere she goes, people disappear.
So what? People disappear all the time. Why don't you do me a favor?
What a real hooker way to look at things. People get murdered all the time. We're hookers.
Your friend Connie Sprouts, that seemingly shy and likable girl, may actually be the result of an obscene merger of human and extraterrestrial DNA.
What psycho ward did you check out of, huh?
I'm telling you this for your own
good.
Oh, this?
All right, get out. He ain't got it.
Sir, you're not allowed to shake me for free.
He's been a Tory Lanez.
Damn it. I should have gotten the blowjob first.
Oh, shit. Oh, back up.
His back erect.
Now everything to me is either phallic or vaginal because I'm looking at that big red post like it's a fucking dog thing. Oh, my brain. Don't drop it.
Damn, that was the only thing they can get her, like, to dig with her brain and not her dick.
Yep. Don't drop that spike in your brain.
Ooh, ain't nothing worse than coming home and your shit gone. I know the feeling. Well, they ain't do leave a note for me.
Man, he typed it out and everything. That's a lot of directions for somebody that you just took their brain.
Right.
And then Dr. Sigmund Sylvanus.
Like PhD, MDAA.
He literally got brain.
He typed that out, too. That means he went, I'm going to take her brain, but let me write a note first at home in my typewriter.
If you learn anything from this movie, is never talk to a chick with a butt chin.
All right, looks like they got a hospital-ish.
How easy is it to get a place like this?
Not,
right?
Hospitals are a bitch, especially if you don't got a lot of money.
How the fuck did they do this?
In my experience, I've shot in more abandoned hospitals than real ones because it's easier to get the property. You just got to get the electricity turned back on.
There's an abandoned hospital in Forest Hills, Queens, that I'm like, they should film 10,000 movies there. It looks surreal.
Damn, abandoned. I'm surprised I ain't do nothing with the building.
Well, a lot of mental facilities, when Reagan was in charge, he shut all their funding down, just peaced.
It might have been a mental facility. It looks like a hospital from the outside.
Yeah, so a lot of, when Reagan shut down a lot of the mental health facilities in the 80s, a lot of the people didn't know what to do or where to go. Like, they didn't have skills or, like, they couldn't, like, go out in public and just be like, I need a job. So a lot of them just went back and squatted there.
Oh, wow.
So, like, there were tons of, like, homeless people. They would, like, set up camp. And it would just be all the crazy people still live there, just with no power.
Damn.
Right this way. This is my home away from home. Do you like it?
No.
Oh, it's nothing like my own lab in Chelsea.
Why are you telling her this?
You like turn around and show me the other person.
I know you after following your career for the past 3 years.
Why? What do you care about me?
No, Plasmaster cares a great deal about you, Miss Sprouts.
Plasmaster? Never heard of it.
Oh, come, Miss Sprouts. I know all about your work for Dr. Tourmaline in our research.
I wanted to just sprinkle like liquor on the brain. And like,
come on,
the cosmic brain.
Get a drop.
Hey, show to get that thing up real quick.
So I would assume this is the guy that melted in the beginning.
How did you repay him for his tutelage and his kindness? How, Miss Sprout?
Leave me alone!
By turning him into a disgusting mass of organic sludge and eating him.
Organic.
So this guy is in a 50s horror movie, and everyone else is in a bad 80s, 90s horror movie. They're just potatoes now.
Trapped in a pulpy nodule of undifferentiated cells.
Give me my brain. What do you think you're doing?
Nothing to worry about, Miss Sprouts. The Plasmaster neural vibrator.
Oh, he's gonna make her calm.
Semi-hypnotic state similar to REM stage sleep. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I wouldn't do that if I were.
Like, man, watch this.
It worked.
Right.
She's coming.
And she got some cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connie.
Now you see how your friend was living.
Bitch, she figured how to get there without the directions.
She dropped them on the floor.
It's 98, baby. The memories are better.
Without a brain, though. She didn't have a brain.
Lick it. I know he wants to lick it.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Gross.
Oh, here it goes. She's about to get a sex change on her face.
caustic spores regenerating. Cycle not yet complete.
The actor's name is George Randolph, and he was in Get Rich and Die Trying.
Mm. Thank you.
Good shit.
For a scientist, this guy's not very attentive.
All right, you pervert.
What did you do to her?
Miss Turner, I must insist that you leave at once. You're interrupting a very important investigation authorized by the...
Yeah, I dated an Italian girl that looked like this girl.
Can you carry a tune?
What? Can I carry a tune? Yes, as a matter of fact, I happen to sing baritone with a barbershop.
Oh, wow.
Yo, that bitch can get you to say anything, yo.
Oh, now that she pulled out the swanny.
Please, Miss Turner, I implore you. You're dealing with a dangerous
man. Like, leave my friend alone.
Well, I have my suspicions. Now back off, Jack. Connie, wake up. We've got to get you out.
There, you see? Is that what you call a friend?
Right. A lady with a thing on her face? Now you see what I've been talking about. And I'm an excellent judge of people. I'm a prostitute in a crack motel.
Yeah, but how you think Connie would feel if you yell like that when you see that on her face? Shoot it off.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
He said, hi-ya. And then she still whipped his ass.
See, that's why you pay for the blowjob, then put the thing on the top of her head, knock her out when she's on her knees.
And she's not even tripping that this bitch carrying a brain in a jar. She's just like, this is my friend.
Why'd you bring that brain back? That's weird.
She know our friend Rich. She knows she's dirty. And she knows she got a cock on her face. But she still accepts her for who she is.
Real good work.
And that's what this movie is all about.
Hey, Connie, I couldn't help but notice you don't speak anymore and the room's green.
Friends, how many of us got them? Friends. That's a real friend right there, dog.
Now, this is like going to visit somebody when they're really excited about their new apartment in Manhattan. I don't want to say who, but I knew a girl comic who moved across the street from the cellar in one of the apartment buildings.
Yeah.
And I went over to her house or something, and she was it was a two-bedroom. She Airbnb'd the other room. And I went to go to the bathroom, and I was like, hey, where's the bathroom? She goes, oh, in the hallway. I was like, what do you mean in the hallway? There was a toilet for the whole floor.
Damn.
Like eight people. Imagine Airbnb being an apartment in Manhattan. And then when you get there, the girl who lives there goes, oh, if you have to shit, it's in the hallway.
Nah, bro. I'm shitting in your room.
Well, she had a big slop sink in the kitchen with a shower nozzle in it.
Like, you talking about like, no way.
And I was like, oh, do you shower in here? And she's like, yeah, mostly. And I went, you pee in here too, though, right?
Oh,
she's like, yeah, every day.
I gotta know what this is.
I'm like, there's no way every time a girl has to piss, she's putting on shoes
right.
to go to the bar or to go into the middle of the fucking.
To go to the communal toilet.
Dude, what if you gotta take a big shit in the morning?
I never not have to take a big shit in the morning. I'm mad I live with one person.
She's
nice.
This bitch didn't do that.
But not that he was so dumb to think he could grab her by sticking his hand through the wall.
This is great. And I love that it's eerie and quiet. Yeah, dude, nothing makes me have to shit worse than hearing my bathroom door lock.
I love that he kind of calmly.
Yeah. You know what? He's just going to walk around the corner. That doesn't look bad, though.
It doesn't.
I know. I figure that is the effects guy. Oh, I love that. Why would he not come at her with the good arm?
I love this.
Oh. Ah, skeet. Oh, this guy was just having a blast doing effects on himself. A little fucking drip.
Little goop goop.
Oh, he's turning into organic sludge. And it's still coming.
Damn!
Oh, what
is that him? Was.
There we go.
Oh, his brain's beating.
That's just Play-Doh, the thing that's crawling around, right?
It's definitely clay with a little hair in it.
What do you, when you're down there eating what I'm assuming is a real brain that they boiled from like a cow or a pig or something, what are you thinking? You're like, you know, they didn't believe me when I said I was going to make it in movies.
You know she's dating the visual effects guy.
I wouldn't be shocked.
She's dating a visual. This is his movie, right?
It's her only credit.
Oh, good.
Shout out to her, yo.
Well, she did.
I'm sure this took a toll on her.
Made it on Tubi.
I'm not going to lie. I don't hate this movie.
No, I don't hate it at all. It's fun, very fun.
Come on, bro.
It's your friend.
This is your only friend. Wait, what?
Oh, man, that's what I get for sleeping in my hooker clothes with full makeup.
That bitch hair is immaculate, yo.
Yeah, you know in real life she'd have like a t-shirt on with one titty falling out. Fucking pair of underwear that look like they have tea stains in them. Oh, all right. Nat, I'm not crazy. This is very vaginal, right?
Yeah, it's super vaginal.
Yeah, absolutely deliberate on their part.
By the way, I thought you said delicious and not deliberate. And I was like, Nat, you fucking pig.
I'm going back,
Nat,
back to Cali.
Nat's on the other side of the wall with fucking a bib and a fork and knife.
Y'all want a car like this?
Oh, it is nice.
That shit's 7,000 pounds.
All metal.
Oh, yeah, you can't. You can hit a bus in that thing and the bus is fucked.
Right.
My buddy growing up drove a fucking Lincoln. It was like being in a boat on the road. They had a Lincoln with leather seats.
The 90s?
We used to drive around town.
90s? Like a 90s Lincoln?
Yeah. It was huge. It was a fucking boat, dude.
My stepdad had one of those. I love that shit, bro. He had an all black and a little mafia guy. That little penis on her face had chlamydia, though. You saw that little...
Yeah. That little bit of a drip to it.
Yeah, a little drip. Little green drip.
Thank God we live in a time where that's not a fucking issue. I don't think I know anybody that has that. Back in the day, you used to get that shit all the time. Florentine tells stories.
Chlamydia?
Yeah, that they would all get...
People get chlamydia. What do you think? Chlamydia's the highest it's ever been.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's older people?
No, young people. Especially during the pandemic.
Okay. Well, now I know.
Yeah. You can. It's just super curable. Like
yeah. Well, not for everybody, buddy. Somebody has a severe allergy to penicillin, so I can't get anything. I got to be super curable.
Oh, my God. Wait, no. They have a different drug for you. They have a different drug for you.
Because when I was a kid, every time I got like a ear infection or whatever, I couldn't take penicillin. So they would put me on this medicine that killed the good and bad blood cells.
Yeah.
And it would fuck me up.
Yeah, you shit it all day.
Oh, orgasm time. You're like, finally.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to come out. Sexual eruption.
Oh, man, I gotta do Karate Chop again. Hi-ya! The Karate Chop was hilarious.
And look, this bitch just left her door open. Car in the middle of nowhere. And I'll just take her car.
I'm having trouble following the non-hooker parts of this movie.
All right. If she show up again.
That's on her. If you come back now.
Man.
Nice.
There it is.
Like, oh, it says here by my frumpy bitchometer. Was that like a Geiger counter?
A what?
The thing they use to test radioactivity.
They were talking about radiation before when they were on their picnic.
Yeah, from the power, the transformers and the power lines, right?
Yeah.
So this man is doing this all for the free. He's not government contracted. This is not a study he's being funded
for. I think his co-scientist or whatever was killed by Connie.
Oh, yeah. He got turned to organic sludge. Look at this bitch. Damn.
This bitch changed her outfit again to another hot outfit. To go look for her friend.
We kept on the same lipstick.
Little baddie.
Why is she finding
to whom it may concern? I bitch forgot her name.
Yeah. Our friend. To the hooker next door. The only person I've talked to who I have not melted yet. Please keep this brain safe and give it fluid regularly with electrical charge 12 volts DC for 1 hour every Monday morning. Thank you. Sincerely yours, Connie Sprouts. I would never remember to feed my brain.
She didn't gave this bitch a brain.
Dude, I couldn't handle a hermit crab.
And look, she ain't
You're going to trust this hooker to feed your brain in the morning?
In the morning. Every morning.
Monday morning.
Oh, she left a little bag, bro. All
right, fuck that brain, bitch.
She just leaves the brain. Fuck this lady. This poor guy's having to dick around in the desert.
Right.
Walk around for another few fucking laps. We gotta get the shot. And the sun setting, you know, the horizon was like by the camera when they started.
That's right. He's been there for like 6 hours. Oh, he's sitting on her.
Of course he is. Here, let me sit on this giant potato. That can't be anything.
He's gonna turn to a fucking cocoon.
He's gonna engulf this man. My friend. He was a good friend.
Oh, the same kind of flower she had. Isn't that convenient?
For a second, I wanted the Wu-Tang songs of my mom to come on. ODB. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Well, that's enough of a set.
That was it?
Yeah, we know. We figured it out already. Maybe she went to the desert to hibernate or whatever. That's well, it. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
That's it.
Shout out Will. We should remake that.
Oh, she gave our friends some money. There's some good parts there.
Wait.
Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, I think these credits were definitely done way after the movie because they don't match the movie. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. That was Disembodied. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Kevin Sanchez and Reggie Cush. Please check them out online. Support their comedy. And we will catch you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.